Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in the world today, or whatever time of the day it happens to be where you are. This is Radio IDL out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I am Jim Gordon in the recording space in Bergen, Norway, with the eclectic hour, or maybe two. Now, in the studio today, or shall we say the recording space, I have with me a young lady who lives in Oslo in Norway, and she happens to be visiting us here in Bergen for a few days. Her name is Amy Gordon. She's an up-and-coming young singer-songwriter here in Norway, and as it happens, she happens to be my daughter. And I thought this would be a wonderful opportunity to come in here and talk a little bit about her music and her writing and stuff like that. And she has actually made the playlist for the songs that we're going to listen to today. Well, Amy, welcome to Bergen.
Thank you. Hello.
Yeah. And welcome to Tulsa, Oklahoma, I guess, as well, because most of our audience today will be actually listeners for the program out of Tulsa in America. I think there are a few people who listen to it in Norway, but mainly it's America.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal that we can actually, you know, talk in English.
It is
indeed. Now, you've made the playlist for the program today, and
I have
Beating Heart by Ellie Goulding. Why have you chosen that as number one?
Well, I've chosen Beating Heart as the number one because it's a song that has inspired me quite a bit, actually, both lyrically and also with the sound of my last EP that I released in 2020 called Illusion. I really, really enjoy the way that she writes her music, especially on her Halcyon Days album, which was released back in, I don't know, 2013 or something like that. And with all the electronic elements that she uses, I've taken a few of those ideas onto my own.
Now, that EP, it is to be found in all of the digital outlets, I understand. I tend to use Spotify, but I guess there are so many different outlets these days. Then we go into a young lady from Sandefjord, not far from where you grew up, mm-hmm. In Larvik, on the east coast of Norway. I point this out for our American listeners.
Ina, it's the best part of Norway, by the way.
Oh, well, we're on the west coast over here, but it tends to be kind of wet here. I've pointed that out before. Today it's actually cold and wet, but okay. Ina Vrolsen, she's a pretty successful young lady, I think, from that part of the world. What about Ina? I mean, the song you've picked out is called Sea, that is in S-E-A, as in the ocean, sea. Mm-hmm. Why did you pick that song?
Well, I picked that song because I connect to it in a different way than most people, I guess, because I grew up by the ocean, mm-hmm. I grew up by the sea.
Sure.
So I connect to it in the way that she writes it. It's she's written it in a way that kind of draws you into the place, and it feels right. Kind of like home.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we all live away from home. I mean, I grew up in Ireland, here I am in Bergen in Norway, and you grew up in Larvik. You know, it's home is an important element, is it not? And that's where, I suppose, all the things that are valuable to us come from. Ina's been quite successful, I understand, as a singer-songwriter. I mean, I've listened to some of her music. I don't know her that well. She's written songs for other people than just herself, I understand.
Yeah, she's a very successful songwriter, actually. She's written songs for Britney Spears, Calvin Harris, Dua Lipa, but Demi Lovato.
I understand that's one of the things you're interested in too, is kind of get people to not just listen to your music that you produce, but actually listen to the words. And perhaps, hopefully, out there in radio land, there's a few performers who may think, I want to record some of those songs. Is that right?
Yeah.
I guess that's the dream for most singer-songwriters, really, is to have other people actually produce your songs for themselves.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
That's one of my goals for 2023, is actually to write for other artists as well, and not only on my own project. Because I just enjoy being in the studio a lot, and I love the songwriting process so much. And I just want to do more of that. And I know that I have a lot of stories in me that can be used for other artists as well, and not only myself.
Sure. Well, that's, I guess that's, I guess touching your audience's hearts, I suppose, and minds, is perhaps the whole goal. Anyway, we'll listen to Beating Heart by Ellie Goulding first, and then Sea by Enid Rolson. We'll come back to the other songs after we've listened to them.
Difficulties with wounded lips and salted cheeks, and finally we step to leave to the departure lounge of disbelief. And I don't know where I'm going, but I know it's gonna be a long time. And I'll be leaving in the morning, come the white wine, bitter sunlight. Wanna hear your
brown to a riveted bright yellow.
clouds glide on mirrored sea, where the sun don't ever set, or it never comes up, where the sky turns violet, and the weather don't stop. I spent so long looking for a way I could be a part of another home. I tried so hard blocking out the waves, but my ocean heart never let it go. This people, my people, sea people, cannot really leave. This people, my people, sea people, come back to the sea.
See you with my father's eyes.
I see with my father's eyes. You are like a fire in the dry, risking all I am to let you go and kill the flames. Oh, a heart can burn so many times. I am proof of that.
Keep
sailing, waiting for the taste of you to fade away.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio IDL out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is Jim Gordon with the Eclectic Hour in Bergen, Norway. With me in the studio today is a young lady called Amy Gordon. And Amy has been responsible for picking the songs for today's playlist. But Amy, one of the songs we've just been listening to is called Numb. And that's your own song. You've written it and produced it and released it. Tell me something about what inspired that song.
Well, what inspired it was just wanting to feel numb, pretty much. I was going through a really hard time when I started writing it in my life. And I was on my way to one of my best friend's house. And I was listening to a song in the car that had these really long notes. And I just started singing Numb over it, and that's kind of how it started, the process of writing it. And I wanted to kind of reflect the feeling when you're going through something that kind of makes you feel like you're going through too much and you just don't want to feel anything at all. You just don't want to feel the hurt, the pain, the excitement, nothing. And that was what I felt like at the time. I just wanted to kind of be numb because it was a bit too much for me at the time.
Going into a kind of, I would call it overwhelm, I suppose, when you're just overwhelmed by everything. And what else do you do but try to, you know, find some? But then, of course, if you write about it, it becomes a fantastic inspiration.
It is. It does. Yeah. Absolutely.
The next song in the next segment of yours is Good One.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting as well. There must have been, I guess there's been a time lag between the two songs.
Yeah.
What's Good One about?
Good One is about me feeling like there's no good guys left, pretty much. I've been single now for a long time, and I've been going on countless of dates with guys that just don't reach up to the level that I want. And and I was just wondering if there's actually anyone good ones left, pretty much. And that's what I base it about. And just the whole hookup culture that Gen Z and millennials are going through right now with the dating scene. So I kind of wrote it in a fun way, tried to kind of make fun of it.
I would think that that explanation appeals to a lot of young ladies, or perhaps even older ones out
yes.
there in the world. I don't want to put the standards today are somewhat lower, it would seem, when you look at, you know, politics in certain countries. And
sure.
I wouldn't want to be too explicit about that, or we'll get ourselves into trouble and have to, you know, be banned from the airwaves and so forth. But I think that touches a nerve with a lot of people, not just ladies. I think there's a lot of men out there who...
Oh, yeah, for sure. Goes yeah. both ways.
Yeah, it surely does. let's listen to the next segment of music. Those are good personal statements. Let's listen to the next segment of music anyway, and we'll take the conversation further when we come back.
I will woke up to the bed made, and you're downstairs doing the dishes. And my mom says she's kind of obsessed with you. I think that it might be too. She thinks that you're good for me. That's not something I'm used to. I keep getting overwhelmed when I talk about us out loud. Cause I want you, and only you. It's simple as you own me too. Some people wanna switch it up, like just one look could never be enough. Some people watch golf on TV, and neither of those things make sense to me. Some people think it's supposed to hurt, like it couldn't be real if it's putting you first. But some people watch golf on TV, and neither of those things make sense to me. You've just been so consistent. That stability is so healthy. It's confusing me. I'm done with romanticizing, dysfunction and compromising. You treat me so well, it's weird, but I love how much I like it. Some people wanna switch it up, like just one love could never be enough. But some people watch golf on TV, and neither of those things make sense to me. Some people think it's supposed to hurt, like it couldn't be real if it's putting you first. But some people watch golf on TV, and neither of those things make sense to me. If the old me met the new me, she'd probably try to stop me. But I want you, and only you. It's as simple as you want me to. Some people wanna switch it up, like just one look could never be enough. Some people watch golf on TV, and neither of those things make sense to me. Some people think it's supposed to hurt, like it couldn't be real if it's putting you first. But some people watch golf on TV, and neither of those things make sense to me. supposed to be in love with your brand new girlfriend. Say that you're lonely. Say you wanna talk like we used to back when we were sitting by the pool in the dark, 'cause the power went out just looking at the stars. Why do you call me when you're supposed to be in love? Supposed to be in love. You're sleeping with her, but you're talking to me. No one deserves this. Don't you know that when you're with somebody, you can't tell me that you want my body? Do you do this to all your girls? Did you play me like you play her? Don't you know that when you're with somebody, you can't tell me that you want my body? Baby, trust me, you've got some nerve. If you play me like you play her, like you play her. Tell me you miss me. You always got time when you need a favor. Wonder if she knows that you're making plans, wanna meet up later. I'm so done, so done with you. It's obvious you're just a fool, dragging everybody else down. Maybe I should tell her right now that you're sleeping with her, but you're talking to me. No one deserves this. Don't you know that when you're with somebody, you can't tell me that you want my body? Do this to all your girls? Did you play me like you play her? Don't you know that when you're with somebody, you can't tell me that you want my body? Baby, trust me, you've got some nerve. If you play me like you play her, you want me to say nothing at all? Want me to play, just play along? Think you can get everything that you want? To all your girls, did you play me like you play her? Don't you know that when you're with somebody, you can't tell me that you want my body? Baby, trust me, you've got some nerve. If you play me like you play her, like you play her.
I'll be looking for a good one.
Back, you're listening to Radio IDL out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And this is Jim Gordon in Bergen in Norway with the Eclectic Hour, or maybe two. Today, you've been listening to a playlist that's been constructed by Amy Gordon, who is visiting us today in the recording space. Talking about her songwriting and some of her inspirations and how she writes songs and what she writes songs about and so forth and so on. Amy, in the next segment, there's a song called It Takes a Bitch.
Takes a Bitch.
Takes a Bitch. Okay. I'll never get it right, folks, but not to worry. That song title was inspired by an incident that happened some while ago. Amy, you can tell us about that, but also about the bigger picture of what the song is really about. Tell us about the inspiration for the song and how you developed it and why you developed it.
Yeah. Well, the title is Takes a Bitch, pretty much. The title was inspired by an incident that I had while I was out in Oslo early 2022, where I met a few girls that was really mean to me. So They were really mean, actually. And I was upset for a few days afterwards, and I talked to my dad about it, and he said that you said you're here, so you said that I should write a song about it, and I didn't really want to write a song just about that incident, but it inspired the title. But what the song is really about is the power struggle between the ego and your true self, pretty much, and how the ego tries to drag you down and makes you talk bad towards yourself, while the kind of the good side of you want to pursue things, but then the ego tells you that you can't do it, you're not good enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not smart enough, and all that. So it's really about the fact that the only person that can actually hold you back is yourself, and the only person that can drag you down is yourself.
But that self thing, there's the ego self, mm-hmm. And then I call it the real self.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose from reading some of the, that came for me at least from some of my studies and reading The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. He's a pretty popular writer at the moment in terms of self-development.
Mm-hmm.
But that real self being the sort of inner person, the person who hasn't... the real self.
Kind of your inner child, pretty much. The true self is inner child.
Inner child. We're getting into deep territory here. Yeah. It's interesting that in a music probe you can quickly bring forward stuff that is pretty deep and hopefully inspire some thought from people.
Yeah, but that's what I write about. I write about real experiences that I've had, and things that I've gone through that inspire me to write the songs. That's what I write about. Things that I've gone through, pretty much.
Yeah, probably most songwriters do up to a point. Mm-hmm. Kind of makes you wonder why people write songs with bebop, de-bop. Where does that come from? But hey, it's having a good time, I suppose, as well. It's writing about important stuff,
yes.
Inspiring people perhaps to think a little bit.
Yes.
And entertaining them at the same time.
Absolutely.
That is a difficult task, really. Don't you think?
It is. You have to think about how the listener will kind of listen to your song and what the listener will take away from listening to the song as well. What kind of point of view that you want to have on the song and what the story really is about. And you have to make sure that you can actually draw the listener into your song and your story as well.
Yeah. It's not an easy task you take on as a writer, that's for sure. Let's listen to the next segment and we'll get back to the theme after that. Okay.
Your hands on my skin, but I can feel a thing. Wish I could let you in. Poison in my veins is taking over me, and baby I can't breathe. In the wishing well I throw pennies, wishing there would be magic, and you deserve some good loving. So baby don't you wait for me, 'cause I'm incapable of falling for you. Why nothing else did I'd rather do? I end up with all the ones that show me dead and capable of falling for you. Waiting to be sane, and maybe you're a saint, so maybe I'm insane. When love equals pain, it's hard for you to change and love somebody safe. And I'm wishing well, I throw pennies, wishing there would be magic. And you deserve some good loving. So baby, don't you wait for me.
Daughter, you'll never see me back down. It really takes a bit.
watching other people's lives. Yeah, they're nothing like mine, and I'll make excuses for why I've been losing my mind. I'm staring at the same four walls, feeling way too comfortable. If I open the door, then my 20% don't feel so far away after all. Remember where we said we never settle? I don't know what happened to that, 'cause I know we ain't reaching our potential. I'm going mad, 'cause I know it should be up all night, getting caught in the middle of it. So high like it's made for us, but I'm feeling stuck in the rhythm of it. Are we going crazy now? 'Cause I know it should be up all night, getting caught in the middle of it. So high like it's made for us, but I'm feeling stuck in the rhythm of it. Are we going crazy? Are we going crazy now? Remember when we said we never settle? I know we ain't reaching our potential, 'cause I know we should be up all night, getting caught in the middle of it. So high like it's made for us, but I'm feeling stuck in the rhythm of it. Are we going crazy now?
Listening to Radio IDL out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and this is Jim Gordon in Bergen in Norway with the Eclectic Hour, or maybe two. Now I'm talking today with Amy Gordon about her influences and her songwriting. Amy, we've just been listening to Tate McRae, Don't Come Back, You had a few comments about the way they built that song up, and perhaps something to say about how you, you know, the techniques you use as a young modern songwriter, as opposed to an old ancient songwriter like myself. Okay, go ahead. Tell me something about that.
Yeah, Don't Come Back by Tate McRae is a pretty cool song because they have sampled the melody from a Nelly song called Ride With Me that was pretty huge in the early 2000s. And that I feel like a lot of artists and songwriters are actually sampling old melodies now. And also older songs, pretty much. And a good example of this is Crying in the Club by Camila Cabello, that was released a few years back. That was written by Sia, who is pretty much the songwriters of all songwriters in the world. Well, they sampled Genie in a Bottle from Christina Aguilera in the chorus, and it's really cool. So, yeah.
Well, what about your own song? You were talking, you'd just been to a songwriter's, was it a camp?
Yeah, songwriting camp. So that's where we kind of meet up and write for other artists on pitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything new there, or find something, did they say something that sort of, I don't know, gave you more confidence in, you know, the way you write?
Yeah, definitely. Because I haven't gone to school or anything like that for songwriting or anything like that. So I've just learned to write songs by myself and analyze other artists' songs, pretty much. And the way that I often start a song is I listen to a song that inspires me a lot with the melody, and then I take parts of that melody and kind of make the melody into my own. And that's a pretty well-known songwriting technique, actually, which I got confirmed at that camp because that's how we started working with the songs.
Yeah, well, from my world, Bob Dylan was once asked by somebody interviewing him 50 years ago or whatever, Bob, do you borrow from other songwriters? And he said something like, well, good songwriters don't borrow, they steal. And it is true up to a certain extent. Everything's been written, everything's been...
Exactly.
You know, there's nothing really new under the sun. So you're taking stuff in, we call it influences, I suppose. But taking it, it's like taking in energy.
Yeah.
You take in the vibes and then it comes out in a different form. That's what I've found at any rate.
That's now, true.
Moving on to looking at the next segment, we have... Emily Hollow, Emilia Nicholas, Score, okay. That's a good job. If somebody can speak Norwegian here, can actually say it properly. Emilia Adams, and then Bed of Roses by Amy Gordon.
Yeah.
What about, tell me something about that. That's from your new release, isn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually the new song.
Yeah.
It was released in November of 2022. And yeah, I started writing the song in, I think it was early 2021. And I had the verses, but I didn't have the chorus yet. And I was starting to produce the song, and I had a pretty clear vision for it. I really wanted the drums to be kind of organic, and yeah, the kind of theme for the song to be the drums, pretty much.
Yeah.
In the production side, of course. And then actually my little sister helped me out with the melody, and also inspired kind of the chorus because she showed me a song with counting, with a theme of counting, and that's when I kind of got the idea to write the chorus with just give me a second to catch my breath, I only need 2 seconds, and so on.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and listen to the next segment, which ends up with the song you've been talking about, Bed of Roses, Amy Gordon.
Gave you all my love and all my passion, love would stay on track, but now we're crashing. If you run, I love you more. Give you all you're asking for. Hold your breath, prepare for the worst. I can't help it, I'm so full of madness. Always way too much, I know you want less. Hard to explain, I'm like an animal. Can't stop, although I have it all. Going down, so hold your ground and know that I could fall and never get up. Save your time and say your mind. Yes, I just need to hear it out loud. People come and go, and I'm just watching. Passing by and leaving me with nothing. I can't control the mess I'm getting in God's face, but I can let it in. I tell myself it's better this way.
Then I'll say this. After all we've been through, something ain't sitting right with me. Gave up on your lonely every yard, go carry it home with you. It feels like a handicap, can't do nothing good for you. Always in the wrong. So hard to please you. I don't know how to love you. Gotta be easy, I'm easy, I'm easy. I just don't know how to love you. Yes, how much I'm in need. How you could save me so easily. But you won't. But you won't. And I never see you try. How you gave all your love to everyone else. And I just feel it. You don't.
got something burning in my chest. An ocean made of embers unexpressed. Flickers from a heartbeat that won't change. And when my moment comes, I've set my aim. Thank you.
of us. We're the one thing we don't fuck up. That's the essence of us. Everything else we leave erupts. That's the essence of us.
You're listening to Radio IDL out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is Jim Gordon in Bergen in Norway with the Eclectic Hour, or maybe two, talking to Amy Gordon, who's responsible for choosing the songs on the playlist today. Now, the last song we were listening to was Bed of Roses by Amy. And we were talking about it before we went into the musical segment. Anything you'd like to say just before we move on about that particular song or the production? That song, if I get it right, the release of that in November, right?
Yeah.
That was your first really major release event. Was it with the live band? Is that not right?
Yeah, it was. I had a few concerts as well as the EP release. In Oslo and also my hometown in Larvik. That was pretty much sold out, so that was
great. You got pretty good write-up on the, yeah, the write-up on the paper was pretty good.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Good critic.
Just to point out, of course, that all of Amy's music, that's Amy, A-M-Y, Gordon, or Gordon, is available on all digital outlets. So if anybody out there in Radio Land wants to listen to some more of her music, you'll find her on most of them, if not all of them, worldwide. Is that right?
Should be all of them.
All of them, it should be. Personally, I suppose when something's been released, I kind of just check out two of them and reckon that the rest are there somewhere. But anyway, Amy Gordon. Now, moving on to the last musical segment, you've been really disciplined and you haven't put any of your own music on this last segment, which is actually six songs. Maybe you'd just like to say something about the music you've chosen for that segment. I noticed that Mother by Ina Wrolsen is number one, and I remember I have played that song before. It's a very powerful song.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And I know that because I've heard her talk about the song before, that she wrote it when she was living in London and really wanted to move back and kind of felt lost and hopeless, and kind of wrote it as a question for her mother, if she could help her, pretty much. And that she just missed her. And
Yes, I think we all understand that kind of feeling. Anything to say much about the others? We don't run from anyone. I don't know this music, so I'm going to have to get you to tell us all about it.
Yeah, We Don't Run From Anyone is by a Norwegian artist called Delara. She's really good, actually. She discusses a lot of issues in the world as well in her songs.
Right.
And this one is, in particular, I think, is about just the fact that we stand together towards it all.
Yeah.
Against it all. Hmm. And that we don't have to kind of run from.
Well, that's right. And it's interesting you say that you think it's about that, because I've noticed years ago I used to put lots of sleeve notes on albums about what the song was about, and I came from a culture of explaining what music was about to the audience, because I grew up, started out in the folk business, the folk rock business in Great Britain. And it was pretty normal to just stand up and tell you the song's about whatever. And then I realised years later that I shouldn't really do so much explaining what I think the song's about. That's what it means to me, but it can mean something completely different.
Exactly. You have the listener. You kind of have to leave room for the listener to kind of resonate with the song in their own way. And I've had people coming up to me telling me how much one of the songs means to them, because to them it means something completely different than what I wrote it about, and that's completely fine.
I've had that experience as well.
That's why I think you should be a little bit careful with telling too much about what the song was written about originally, just because people will you should leave room for people to actually make sense of it on.
Sometimes it's important to give a backstory to a particular song for a particular reason.
Yeah.
It just depends on the arena, I suppose, where you're performing or speaking. I kind of like arenas where I can actually communicate with an audience more than, talk to them. Mm-hmm. I like that personally, but it's not always you can do that. It kind of depends, but okay. I totally agree with you on that. Hanging On, Ellie Goulding, what does that one mean to you?
Hanging On is one of the songs on her Halcyon Days album.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really like the vibe of the song.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, there are six songs. We've got Mother, Ina Wrolsen, We Don't Run From Anyone, Delara,
Delara.
Hanging On, Ellie Goulding. Not Afraid Anymore by Halsey. Oh Love, Emilia Nicholas. And Somebody by Dagny. So let's listen to Mother, first of all, with Ina Rolson.
Mother, I have gone astray. Oh, I'm sorry, but I've lost my way. Oh, everybody knows my name here, but nobody really knows me. Oh, if I close my eyes real tight, I can see what might have been. If I turn out all the lights, I can sit and just pretend. Mother, I'm afraid to fall. Oh, I don't know who else to call. I wanna come home. I wanna come home. Where the streets lead back to where I'm found. Where my feet feel steady on the ground. Take me home to you. Mother, can you take me home to you? Mother, can you hear my voice? Oh, calling through the dense white noise. Oh, I've been chasing dreams and spies. Oh, sometimes I can feel you here. Maybe you could take the wheel, try and get me out of here. Father, I have gone astray. Oh, and tell me I will be okay. I wanna come home. I wanna come home. Steady on the ground. I wanna come home. Mother, can you take me home to you? 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 Mother, can you take me home to you?
To my city, where the lights are really pretty. No statue for a critic. We don't kneel for anyone. We kept our faith so we could say, yesterday was painful, now yesterday is dead. Yesterday is dead. Breathe it in, breathe it out. Kings be falling, crowds be shouting, change is coming, cause we don't run from anyone. Kings be falling, crowds be shouting, change is coming, cause we don't run from anyone. Cause we don't run from anyone.
Breathe it in, breathe it out.
Cause we don't run from anyone. Well,
come to a city. Who will catch you if you fall? No statue for the pretty. We got crowns for all. And we get what we seek. Decorate our fantasies. Get your scissors, cut the thread. Tell them yesterday is dead. Yesterday is dead. Breathe it in, breathe it out. Kings be falling, crowds be shouting. Change is coming, cause we don't run from anyone. Kings be falling, crowds be shouting. Change is coming, cause we don't run from anyone. Keep hanging on.
the storm. Ready to face this, dying to taste this sick, sweet and warm. I am not afraid anymore. I want what you got in store. I'm ready to feed now, get in your seat now. And touch me like you never.
Oh, love. when will I win? Oh love, you got so many others. So show us why you are so glorious. I won't grow faster than it takes. I won't grow faster than it takes. But don't need him the way I used to. Don't sweat the small things like I used to. All of those days I'm ghost, and I'm holding on to that. I don't hate the way I used to. Love takes up more space than it used to. All of those days I'm ghost, and I'm holding.
Back, you're listening to Radio IDL out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and this is Jim Gordon in Bergen in Norway with the Eclectic Hour, or maybe two. Today, talking to Amy Gordon, who has been kind enough to come along and pick out all the songs on today's playlist. Well, Amy, before we sign off for today, is there I just wondered if there's anything you particularly want to say before we say goodbye.
Yeah, actually, I feel like all of the songs that I picked out come from artists that you should really pay attention to. Some of them are from Norway, and they make really good music, actually. So you should pay attention to what they release.
Yeah, I noticed they're all ladies, which is fantastic. Because rock and roll used to be just men, right?
So. Yeah, I mean, women need more playtime, so.
I guess so. Okay. Well, look, thanks for being here, and thanks for the conversation we've had. It was really good. And this is Jim Gordon with Amy in Bergen, yes, in Norway, saying thank you for listening, and God bless. I'll see you again on the next show. Bye.
Bye.